Thanks for listening to the Thyroid Fixer podcast with your host, me, Dr. Amy Horniman, aka the Thyroid Fixer. Also, functional medicine practitioner, hormone and weight loss expert. We're talking all things thyroid, hormone, and health related in order to empower, educate, and transform you. Remember, I fix your thyroid, I fix your hormones, I fix your life. So let's get started. So dry skin, wrinkles, aging, and acne all really come alongside having hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's and hormonal imbalances. And I know many of you struggle with your skin. If you're like me, you want to pretty much not age at all, if it's at all possible, without looking like a plastic surgery Joan Rivers freak. There is nothing like this on the market. So if you want to get your hands on something very unique, then it's going to be Collagen Fixer 2.0. Here's what I did. Reblended it completely. Took three trademarked bioactive collagen peptides and put them together. One of them, Verisol. This is clinically proven to reduce your wrinkles and to reduce the appearance of cellulite and to improve your hair strength. So it helps your hair grow too. Number two, body balance. This bioactive peptide has been shown to increase lean body mass and decrease fat mass. So now we're getting the reduction of cellulite. We're getting improved body composition. Oh, wait, there's one more. Fortigel. Fortigel supports cartilage tissue growth, helping those joints. So anyone with joint pain, if this is holding you back from working out, add this in. So now you get improved joints, improved mobility, improved body composition, better lean muscle, less fat, less cellulite, better hair, better skin, better nails, and some protein too. Why aren't you adding this in? There is nothing at all like it on the market. I'm pretty proud of this bad boy. Collagen Fixer 2.0. So this is going to be a game changer for you, and you can probably hear the excitement in my voice. The latest introduction, the latest member of the family to the Fixer line is Metabolism Fixer. And this, oh my God, I formulated this just for all my people out there that need to lose weight, that need help in the weight loss department, that can't lose weight no matter what they do, that feel like they have a slow metabolism. And it might be thinking of trying all those peptides out there, you know, the Beverly Hills Soccer Mom drug of choice for weight loss peptides. Or even if you're on them already and you're like, man, these are really expensive and I'm still not losing weight, add in Metabolism Fixer. Here's what I did. I took the power of T2, which increases your basal metabolic rate while you are sitting there watching Netflix. You're burning fat while you're watching Netflix. I combined it with a very unique patented ingredient called Suppressa. Suppressa has multiple clinical trials backing its efficacy in reducing your appetite, decreasing snacking, and providing way more control over your food intake. It is amazing. We also see improved emotional well-being, just decreased food cravings all around, reduced hunger, and weight management. Add on top of that, we have green tea extract, we have purple forest purple tea extract, both of which affect the metabolism in a very positive way without the jitters of normal fat burning supplements out there from the 1980s and 90s, right? The ones that made you feel like you're having a heart attack. You will not have that in any of my supplements, Thyroid Fixer or Metabolism Fixer. But Metabolism Fixer, ooh, yeah, we kicked it up a notch. It is in powder form, so you can drink it through your day. It's going to flavor your water. We got Orange Crush and Refreshing Citrus. I love them both. It is going to keep you under control all day long. So you throw a couple scoops in your water bottle in the morning, throw a scoop or two in your water bottle throughout the day. You will have fat burning and appetite control the entire day for what? An eighth of a price of the peptides? Oh my God, you can't go wrong. So grab some Metabolism Fixer today. Please let me know how you do on it. I am super excited for you. Super excited. So what can we do? If you're also like me, you've tried a million different face serums. Can I get an amen for any woman out there that has more than, I'm going to say more than three brands of an anti-aging regimen, line, whatever you bought into, whether it was an Instagram ad or whether you saw an infomercial or whether you just walked through a department store when everything was open and some women at the beauty counter pulled you over for a free sample and you got sucked into buying it. So if you have been searching for the one thing that is going to be a game changer for your skin, but at the same time is natural. And here's where we kind of get into this whole mixed bag of what the hell to do. Most of the, you know, really intense anti-aging products out there contain ingredients that people like me tell you to stay away from, like the parabens and the phthalates and the fragrance and all this other stuff, the dyes, the perfumes that will actually age your skin more, right? And will clog your pores and age your skin because they're chemicals. You're putting chemicals on your skin. You don't need fragrance in your face cream. You just want to put the face cream on. You don't want to walk around smelling like an old lady. So all of these extra ingredients in many, many, many skincare lines do more harm than good. And then if we get into kind of the Retin-A, which is proven anti-aging, it really is. I have a lot of patients that say they don't want to put that kind of a harsh chemical on their skin night after night. And personally for me, anytime you disrupt my skin, I will break out. If I get a hydrofacial, if I use Retin-A, if I use a retinol, if I use, if I get a laser treatment like Halo, which I have done in the past, I break out really bad for a long time. And then what do I have to do? I got to go on prescription creams and usually an antibiotic. The last round, so I have a story for you with my skin. I'm going to save it though. But the last round of antibiotics that I had to do for a month, I actually started getting joint pain. And I know it crushed my gut. I did a GI map. I did a GI map on myself. I know it crushed my gut. So here's the thing with Hashimoto's, right? When your thyroid slows down, we always say this, all of your body processes slow down. Everything slows down. Remember, hypo, low, and slow. Hypo, low, and slow. So that's where you get decreased metabolism. You can't lose weight. You know, your hair isn't growing. It's falling out and so on and so forth. Constipation, that's everything is slow. So the same thing with your skin. You get a decrease in the eccrine gland secretion. Eccrine gland secretion, resulting in dry hypothyroid skin. So skin without enough moisture becomes dry and flaky. That's why the other cultures, the Middle East with olive skin, Italians with olive skin, Black persons with darker melanin in their skin, they have more oil. They don't wrinkle. You guys don't wrinkle. I'm so jealous. And with white Caucasian hypothyroid skin, we get wrinkles really easy because it dries out. When your skin's dry and dehydrated, you're going to wrinkle. So my story, I started breaking out what I believe, what we kind of figured out through pictures and consulting, is that I had actinic rosacea. So I had rosacea, but you really couldn't. It's not like I was all red. I didn't have this like butterfly mask or anything like that of rosacea. I really can't even say I had a ton of broken capillaries. I just had these itty bitty tiny pimples. They were like these little white dot pimples that would just appear throughout the day. And then, you know, yeah, you could, ladies, you know, you like to pop the pimples. You could pop them and get stuff, but then there'd be a new one. And then there'd be one here. And there'd be one there. And there'd be one up there. And they would just keep coming, keep coming. So I went on antibiotics, went on two prescription skin creams, which did the trick, but I had to stay on them. So I would try to come off. So I bought a new, I won't say the name, I bought a new natural skincare line and specifically for acne and aging. Like that's the tagline. That's the thing that they advertise. And I bought that and I tried it and I really, I'm like, how many days can I go without taking these prescription cream, putting on the prescription creams? Right? Cause I don't want to be on prescription creams forever. So I tried this line and I would make it maybe 2 days and then here comes the pimples. And I got to get back on the scripts. And I even had to throw back in the antibiotics a couple times. Then I would try another line. Then I'm like, listen, this is for my dermatologist. It's natural. Love the line. I'm not going to poo-poo either line, but it just didn't work for me. It just didn't do whatever it needed to do to keep my skin clear and keep me off of the prescription creams. So then about a month ago, I told you guys about Asir Custom and their Oxano Grow for Hair. And then we had mentioned the GHKCU Copper Peptide Royal Blue Serum and Sky Blue Serum for skin that Asir also offers. But we didn't give it that much love. We were really focused on the hair loss piece, hair regrowth piece with the Oxano Grow because so many of you are losing hair. And I have to tell you, I have had feedback from patients that have been using it since that podcast airs. We'll put a link in the show notes for that podcast if you want to go back to it. It's 2 hours. Jay and I deep dive into all this with hormones and testosterone and DHT and alopecia and androgenic alopecia and how the copper peptides work on hair regrowth and how Propecia is bad and Rogaine don't work for that long. So you might want to go back and listen to that podcast, but we were talking more. We were giving much more love to Oxano Grow. Now I have to talk about the two face creams because, of course, when I bought the Oxano Grow, I'm like, hell yeah. I mean, peptides for the face, it just makes sense. And it does make sense because not only did I get results, I also started looking into the research that I'm going to bring you guys. So here's the, if you're listening on the podcast, you can't see it, but here's the Royal Blue Serum. And then we have the Sky Blue Cream. So these bad boys come separately or together. I got them together in the duo pack because you're supposed to put on the serum first and then the cream. Both of them contain GHKCU, which is a copper peptide. So I want to tell you, there is a study out. So when I started doing some research on GHKCU, it's actually pretty freaking amazing. So the humor copper binding peptide, GHKCU, it's a small, naturally occurring tripeptide present in human plasma that can also be released from tissues in case of injury. So see where I'm going with this. Bear with me, right? It was discovered in 1973. It has GHKCU has established itself as a powerful protective and regenerative ingredient, which is why it is used in skin and hair products. So we know, right up to date in this study. I'm going to put this study in the show notes too, so you can check it out yourself. What we know up to date, it established that GHKCU is able to tighten loose skin and reverse thinning of aged skin, repair protective skin barrier proteins, improve skin firmness, elasticity, and clarity. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. There's a lot more to go. That's what I experienced. So this was the first product that I could use night and day, without having to go back to the prescription creams because I was breaking out. I have not broken out on the Royal Blue Serum and the Sky Blue Cream. I've been able to put my Metrogel and my Desonide cream aside that I sometimes pair up with some Vagisil and Benadryl cream to slather on my face to stop this multitude of little pimples that decided to come out from the actinic rosacea. No, this has, I mean, it's just crazy. I'm so pumped that I don't have to use these stupid prescription skin creams on my face. I can use something natural that is peptide based, which I love, and that actually has been proven to work. So like I mentioned, Retin-A, you're going to find a lot of studies on it that it does improve skin elasticity and firmness and reduces wrinkles. This is going head to head, people. GHKCU is going head to head with Retin-A because the list keeps going. Reduces fine lines. It reduces the depth of wrinkles. It improves the structure of aged skin. It smooths rough skin. Reduces photo damage, mottled hyperpigmentation, skin spots, and lesions. So with any kind of aging, we get an increase in skin spots. You've been out in the sun, right? You look all freckled. Those are aging spots. They're really, really cute when you're 14, not so cute when you're 47. So you don't want those big old brown spots on your face because that's a sign of aging. You want nice, glowy, clear, pasty kind of looking skin without all of this sun damage. That's how we stay out of the sun. New sunscreen. However, this is also a natural sunscreen because it protects skin cells from UV radiation. So you can use this, forget your sunscreen. I mean, you can still put your sunscreen on, but you use this alone and you're still protected from the UV damage. Okay, so we're going back to that photo damage. You know, most of the time you have to use a laser. You have to use like a BBL, Halo targets skin spots, brown spots. I know there's other types of lasers, the IPL that actually brings like the hyperpigmentation out of your skin. So you look all like brown and crusty and you look all like mottled M-O-T-T for a while. And then that flakes off and you have like clear skin underneath. But like I said, I can't do it because it, any kind of disruption to my skin, I break out. Anything harsh, extreme, acid peels, nope, can't do that. Anything harsh or extreme, I will break out. Many of you can't do it because it's expensive too. And that's why you can't spring the money on a laser because you don't really need it. Well, here is a way less expensive remedy for the brown spots. Okay, this is me literally just speaking to you from the heart. So many of you know I've been where you are with the struggle of weight gain, unexplained. Literally, you're doing everything you can and nothing is working. And I've been in the boat of crushing fatigue, like the type of fatigue you can't explain to anyone unless they've gone through it. The hair loss, legit, when you're counting the hairs that fall out of your head. I get that because I've been there. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. That's why it's my passion to help you specifically get to where you deserve to be. Get to optimization land, which I always joke about being in. But it's not really a joke. It's a place. It's a place of existence in your life where you can enjoy life. You can go out with your friends. You can have a glass of wine. You're not gaining weight looking sideways at a brownie. You have energy to get through the day. You don't even think about being tired because you're not tired. You're just confident. You're confident in your own body. You're confident in your own skin. And beyond that, you're out of that frustrating cycle of doctor jumping, thinking that maybe this one will listen to me. Maybe this one will actually do what they're supposed to do. And then you're disappointed again and you're crying in your car like I was. So that is why it's literally been my mission. And I've been working on this for years and finally got here to help every single person in every single state and some of Canada. So we can now prescribe to all 50 states. And the reason why this is important is because if you have low thyroid function and you have low hormones, there is no supplement, there's no diet, there's no lifestyle change that you can do to build those hormones back up. And I flat out call BS on any program out there that promises you optimization without actually using bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, including thyroid hormone replacement. If you're not making hormones properly, you're not making hormones properly, and we have to replace that. Now, many of you are in the process of begging your doctor for bioidentical hormones that they're uneducated on. They tell you scary things that just, you know, don't believe them. And many of you are trying to beg your doctor to give you the right thyroid medication. Well, you can stop that now too, because we can order all the labs, prescribe all the bioidentical hormones, all the thyroid medication, all the things. We can do that to all 50 states and most of Canada. Now, when you work with me, when you work with my team, you're getting personalized plans, personalized treatment plans, personalized nutrition, the whole deal, top to bottom. You get what you need to get to the finish line, to enjoy your life, to live with me in Optimization Land, which is where you deserve to be. You deserve that. So click the link in the show notes, book a free call. We're going to go over everything with you. You don't have to remember everything I just said. The one thing you have to remember is I've been there. I can help you. I promise you're not that tough of a case. And it doesn't matter where you live in the United States and parts of Canada, we can help you. Now, remember, I am reading from a study. This isn't from a sales page for GHKCU. This is an actual study that I'm going to link to. Improve overall skin appearance, stimulate wound healing, protect skin cells from UV radiation. I said that. Reduce inflammation and free radical damage. Increase hair growth and thickness, enlarge hair follicle size. So that last part is more for the Oxano Grow that we talked about because it has been studied. The GHKCU will increase hair growth and the thickness of the hair, as well as enlarge the hair follicle size. So I'm going to side note this for anybody who didn't listen to the hair regrowth episode. This stuff works, and we know it's been studied since 1973, and this is what we have found with it. So why, you know, I have my whole theory on why peptides aren't being used more so in the medical community as well as in the whole hair growth industry. And Jay and I talk about it on that last podcast, on the hair growth podcast. It is a multi-billion dollar industry. So the owners of, you know, the Rogaine, the Propecia, all of those over-the-counter hair medications that might work for a little bit and then they stop working. If you stop using them, your hair falls out, or you can actually get suicidal thoughts. That's still in the drug company world, kids. That's still in the whole, you know, the more drugs we can put you on, the more the drug companies make. I'm just going down a rabbit hole. You know where I'm going with that. I really don't have to expand on it, do I? So we know per this study that GHKCU increases hair growth thickness and enlarges the hair follicle size. It actually changes the way that your genes express themselves in a good way, in a very good way. So it will actually reverse aging because that GHKCU will change how your genes are going to express your natural progression or your genetic expression of aging. Did your mom have a ton of wrinkles? You might have a ton of wrinkles, even if you wear sunscreen all day long, even if you never lay out, even if you never go to a tanning bed, even if you're eating the good foods and keeping your inflammation down and keeping your insulin down. Just from that genetic expression from your mom, you might have a ton of wrinkles. Well, GHKCU actually can reverse that genetic expression if you are kind of doomed to have a lot of wrinkles based on your hereditary line. GHK content is the highest in the plasma of young, healthy individuals. So 20, you know, when we have nice plump skin and nice firmness to our cheeks, you can just pinch the cheeks and nothing sags and nothing spreads. Yeah, everything springs back into place. That is from a high GHK concentration in the skin and in the plasma from being youthful. But let's face it, as we age, shit starts to fall apart and it's just not fun. So this is where we have to do things. Well, and as you continue on down your road of optimizing your thyroid, that dry skin is going to produce more crepiness, more wrinkles than deeper wrinkles. And then if your thyroid isn't optimized and your hormones are all out of whack, then you might get some hormonal acne. You might be like me and you have actinic rosacea, acne from having rosacea. And this, it's your answer. I mean, I have experienced it. I am just, I am beyond pumped up that I don't have to use those prescription creams anymore. And I can say my skin is looking a little bit better, just a little bit more glowy, a little bit firmer. I'm only halfway down. These are my first two tubes of them. I'm only halfway down. I got to order more so I don't ever run out. And I'm already noticing a change in my skin's appearance, firmness, tightness. I can't even imagine once I'm through one whole tube of this. Two? What about like 3-4 months from now? I'll come back and tell you, but I'm just super excited. So moving on in this study, cosmetic use of GHKCU. A number of clinical studies confirmed that GHKCU's ability to improve appearance of aging skin. A facial cream containing GHKCU applied for 12 weeks to the facial skin of 71 women with mild to advanced signs of photoaging increased skin density and thickness, reduced laxity, improved clarity, reduced fine lines, and depth of wrinkles. I just read that to you for the first time when I said the 12 weeks. It didn't kind of click with me the first time I read this and then did the math of how long I've been using. I've been only using this for 4 weeks and I've noticed a difference. I can't imagine 12 weeks. And here's the thing you have to remember about studies. So a lot of times, if you read, and this is like PubMed, right? This is the ncbi.nih.gov. This is where you're going to find a lot of published medical research papers on NIH, on PubMed, on Google Scholar. When you read through them, you know, most of the time it's like, well, we found that in, you know, 2 out of 10 women, so therefore it was statistically significant or not statistically significant. If you know how studies read, you'll know that it's very, very rare where they can actually say a number of clinical studies confirmed. They never say confirmed. They don't ever want to, 100% scares them, right? They don't ever want to say we're actually confirming this. And this one says confirmed the ability to improve appearance of aging skin. A GHKCU eye cream applied for 12 weeks to around the eye area 41 women with mild to advanced photo damage performed better than the placebo and vitamin K cream. You know how vitamin K is all out for like around your eyes, supposed to reduce dark circles or whatever. I used it years ago, never noticed anything. So the GHKCU reduced lines and wrinkles, improved overall appearance, and increased skin density and thickness. GHKCU applied to thigh skin. Now we're talking the thighs. For 12 weeks, improved collagen production in 70% of the women treated, in contrast to 50% with the vitamin C cream and 40% treated with Retin A. So it's even performing better than, so Retin A is down here, then we got vitamin C, then we got GHKCU. So they noticed improved skin laxity, clarity, firmness, appearance, reducing fine lines, coarse wrinkles, mottled pigmentation, increasing skin density and thickness. This was applied twice daily for 12 weeks. Also strongly stimulated dermal keratinocyte proliferation. So what that's going to do, I got to look that up. You know that. I got to look that up. But from my brief studies of cosmetics, cosmeceuticals, everything having to do with skin, when you have keratinocyte proliferation, I believe you are increasing your risk of when you stimulate it, you're decreasing the risk of skin cancer. I'm going to come back to that one. I'm just reading through this study for you guys. Okay. With their pilot study for topical application of copper tripeptide complexes in aged skin, another study, this is Kruger et al., confirmed an increase in skin thickness in the range of the epidermis and dermis, improved skin hydration. Because remember, we said that your skin gets very, very dehydrated with hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's. And they found a significant smoothing of the skin by stimulating collagen synthesis, increasing skin elasticity, improvement in skin contrast, increase in production of collagen. And then we can go on and on. This helps to stimulate blood vessel and nerve growth. It helps with wound healing. And I'm going to tell you, What I noticed when I first started using it, I had bruising due to a cosmetic procedure. So when you get fillers, yeah, this girl bruises like nobody's business and it sticks around for a while. And I was using this at the time immediately after that. And instead of being bruised for 2 weeks, it was gone in like 5 days. And I used this with the red light therapy. Both, and believe me, I've used red light on bruises before. It doesn't speed up my bruise healing at all. I know it does for some people. I know it's indicated for bruising, for, you know, helping to heal the bruise, but it did not, no, it did not at all. But when I used the GHKCU, the Royal Blue Serum, Sky Blue Cream, well, I used the Royal Blue Serum first, then I sat in front of the red light, then I followed it with the Sky Blue Cream, huge reduction in bruise time. And I told, I let Jay Campbell know this with Asir Custom. I'm like, I don't know if you guys have tried this out because, you know, how many people say, I'm going to go bruise my face and then I'm going to try to see if this reduces the bruise time. And let me compare it to the last time I bruised my face and where it lasted for 2 weeks. So yeah, just a side note, just a side note. Antioxidant and anti-inflammatory action. So again, when your thyroid is off, remember the trickle down, your hormones are going to be off. So you're going to have, you might be in a state of estrogen dominance. You might have low testosterone. You might have low progesterone. I mean, your sex hormones can be all out of whack. And then your cortisol, your adrenal hormone, DHEA, cortisol can be out of whack. And then also when your thyroid is off, it's going to throw your insulin out of whack. All of these states are states of inflammation. So high insulin wrecks your skin. What do I always say? The fastest way to age, if you want to age really quickly, keep your insulin levels up. Fastest way to age your skin is high insulin levels. Then we have wonky sex hormones. So you're walking around estrogen dominant. That is a huge state of inflammation. You're going to be gaining weight. Your skin's going to freak out. Too high testosterone is what we are concerned about with PCOS. But I see mostly women with low testosterone, and that's going to just throw everything out of whack. I see a lot of women with low progesterone, which is the calming, balancing hormone. And then if your cortisol is out of whack, so if you are spurting out a ton of cortisol, you're in that high cortisol mode right before your adrenals kind of crash, which is rare, but still, we all have a lot of stress in our life, so high stress equals high inflammation. When your body is inflamed, it's not just going to show up as like a red elbow because you bumped your elbow. You're going to see inflammation all throughout your system. You're going to see acne. You're going to see increased wrinkles. You're going to see just that dull, dry, like blah skin that you just can't get to have that glowy radiance like it did when you were younger or like you see other people have, even some women your age, when you're looking at their skin, you're like, man, what does she do? How does she get that beautiful glow? Doesn't have to be a facelift, doesn't have to be lasers. You can get that with using the GHKCU peptide because of all the implications that it has been studied and proven to do. So anti-inflammatory actions. Acne is inflammation. So when you use this, you greatly decrease that inflammatory response of your skin and of the dermis layer, epidermis and dermis, and you reduce that overproduction of oil because all that is inflammation. Whenever you get acne, it's just inflammation in your skin. So you need to use the antioxidants and the anti-inflammatory actions of GHKCU. How about that? How about that? Fibrinogen. So this is, I think, where it's coming in with for my decrease in bruising because GHK was isolated as a plasma molecule that suppresses fibrinogen. Fibrinogen is best known for its ability to form blood clots. So I think it actually breaks that apart. So instead, now they're putting this in terms of cholesterol, like high LDL, but I'm applying it to my bruise. I still haven't found anything that GHKCU reduces bruising, but I think it has to do with the fibrinogen activity. activates cell growth and tissue remodeling. So that's pretty big, because when you are when you have damaged skin cells from UV radiation, from exposure to toxins, you know, if you're a firefighter, if you were on the front lines of 9/11, if you were, I mean, just exposed to heavy carcinogenic molecules in the air, you're going to have some breakdown of, you're going to have some skin damage. You're going to have DNA skin damage. And that can lead actually to skin cancer. Skin remodeling and anti-cancer actions. This actually activates cell growth, tissue remodeling, reduces skin damage, DNA damage that can potentially lead to skin cancer after being exposed to toxic chemicals. And even some common cosmetic ingredients can actually spur on cancer cell growth of the skin. This stops it, backs it off. I mean, the studies are just over and over and over again. You see the benefits. And I have actually felt and obtained and have seen in the mirror, I have seen the benefits of it. So I wanted to bring this to you because I have so many patients that complain about their skin. And although, you know, it's way down here on the grand scheme of things, because usually it's, listen, I can't lose weight and I'm tired all the time. And then it's the hair thing, then the hair. So if you are saying, thanks for the information, Amy, about the skin, but my main problem is hair loss, you still want to use the GHKCU copper peptide for that, because it's right here in this study. It's right. It increases the follicle size. It spurs on hair growth. So now, obviously, you're not going to use a skin cream on your hair. You're going to use the specific Oxano Grow for your hair. But I got to tell you, if you are an anti-ager like me, if you're a biohacker, if you just have crappy skin, it's dry, it's pigmented, it's hyperpigmented, it's aging, it's crepey, it's wrinkly, you got to try this. You got to try this. And then send me a before and after. Make sure you take a before pic. You got to send me a before and after, because that's going to be good for you too. See, I can notice little changes in my skin because I'm always looking at it. But if you just, you know, look at yourself, you might be like, I don't know. I don't know if there's any change. It's just like weight loss, right? You got to take that before and after picture. And when you put it side by side, you go, oh my gosh. Yeah, look at that. So you got to take the before and after picture, and then you can send it to me, and then we'll have a party. Maybe I'll give you a gift. Okay, so use this stuff. Let me know how it goes. We are going to put the study in the show notes. We're going to put the link to the 2-hour long talk with Jay Campbell on hair growth in the show notes. And we are going to give you a discount code to get your hands on the same beautiful stuff that I have right here. The Royal Blue Serum and the Sky Blue Cream. Love them. Love them both. I mean, listen, I'm addicted. I have never, before I let you go, one more thing. I have never found a skincare line that I can honestly say that I love. I have tried many. I'm not even going to list them. Don't want to list them. I have tried many, and there has not, there, I mean, you know, when you try something, you want to see those miraculous results in a couple weeks or in a month. And you know, you try to fool yourself. You go, all right, maybe there's a little less wrinkles there. But do you really? I mean, do you really? This is the first time in all the skincare lines I've tried that I can honestly say it actually works. It works. It actually works. That's why I'm smiling, because I'm excited about it. So yeah, we're going to give you 15% discount code in the show notes with the link. So if you get some, do before and after, please, please, please write to me and let me know what you think, because I want your feedback too. I've had great feedback from patients with the hair growth. People are seeing little hairs spurt out. They've only been using them for a month. They're seeing the changes. They're seeing better quality of hair. I can speak on the Royal Blue Serum and Sky Blue Cream. The bomb. The bomb. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, please share this episode and check out the entire Thyroid Fixer podcast on all podcast platforms. If you're on iTunes, it would be awesome if you left me a review. And just a reminder, anything you hear on this podcast is not intended to diagnose or treat. So you always want to check with your doctor about any advice given on this podcast. And if you'd like to schedule a discovery call, please refer to the show notes for all the links. Everything that we talked about in the podcast will be in there with a guide for you on how you can get your life back. Let's get you fixed.